Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Can being optimistic improve your ability to adapt to new situations, to solve problems, to get along well with others, and possibly even to succeed more in life? Well, my guest is career advisor and author of The Millionaire's Handbook, How to Look and Act Like a Millionaire, Even If You're Not, Vicki Oliver. So, Vicki, optimistic, being optimistic, and the whole attitude that you purvey to somebody about whether or not you're kind of a downer or whether you're somebody that looks really around and says, this is great. Does that really affect not only your health, but your success level and your ability to be with people?
It does. I mean, there are a lot of studies that show that even pessimists prefer to be around optimists. So when you think about that, it just improves your whole life, your demeanor, and also your success rate if you can sort of put a positive spin on events.
Okay, so if you're putting a positive spin on events, now some events it's very hard to put a positive spin on, but for the most part, our work, our daily lives, the grind we all, how do you put that positive spin on if you got to get up, you got to go to work, maybe you like your job, but it's not, you know, how do you do that?
So for example, let's say you're working and you're pitching new business and you don't get it, right? You don't get it. A down person will just say, well, we didn't get it, you know, the meeting was terrible, you know, and pack up their bags, and basically they feel defeated and they carry that with them. Somebody who's more optimistic might say, you know what, we didn't get it, but we got our foot in the door, the guy liked us, and there's room to go back next time.
I like that. You just turned it right around. Your book, The Millionaire's Handbook, my aunt used to say, hang your jacket next to a mink, my dear, and one day you'll be wearing one.
Wow.
So she would say, you know, you hang out with the right people and you show them that you are just as good. Is this a part of an optimism, or is this kind of like overthinking things?
Well, my book is really about positioning yourself for success even before you are a success, and how to do that. Like, I love her advice, but my book is more, oh, you know what? I can't afford that great jacket. What do I do? And it shows people strategies, like how they can sort of stretch their dollar to position themselves. You know, especially early on in your career, it's very important to give people confidence so that they feel like they can trust you with their clients.
Well, that's true. And so to give people that confidence, is it in the way we look? Is it in the clothes we wear? Or is it something innate that you either have or you don't?
I feel like it's all of the above. And I feel like even if you, quote, don't have it, there are ways to tap into it so that you can improve. And, you know, part of being optimistic is just vowing that you are going to be that way. You know, sometimes you do have to take a little bit of a leap and sort of look for the silver lining in situations.
Now, as women, Vicki, we tend, I mean, some women, we wake up in the morning and say, oh my God, the bags under my eyes, or I'm so fat, look at that. We negative self-talk right from the minute we wake up.
Right. I mean, we look in the mirror, you know, it's like, oh, am I fat, you know? And we're asking people, like, these questions that have no positive answer. Like, what is someone supposed to say, you know? It's just, you just have to sort of turn that off and just say, you know what, I'm me, and that's good enough.
Now, do you believe in, like, positive affirmations and daily affirmations and getting up and, you know, saying, wow, look at me, I'm great, I'm awesome. Do you believe in that sort of thing?
I do. I know it sounds a bit, you know, like self-help, very silly to say that, but those things really work. Like, here's another example. I used to be in the advertising business, and I worked for this man, and he insisted that we would play the Rocky theme song before every single meeting with clients. Right? And a lot of people really objected to that. I mean, even then, it was really old, you know? And, like, why do we have to listen to this silly, corny song? But the fact was, the song was blaring through the hallways, and it just gave people, like, an upbeat demeanor when they had those meetings. And our performance improved as a result.
Well, you know, I'm an exercise physiologist, Vicki, and so to me, exercise is a way to build my own optimism.
Right.
It makes me feel good. It makes me feel, you know, but if somebody is not really an exerciser, if
right.
they're not getting it in other ways, give them your best advice on how they can build their self-esteem, their self-confidence,
right.
and be this more optimistic person.
Sometimes you just have to give yourself the pat on the back that you wish somebody else would give you. You know, let's say you work with somebody and he never said a kind word, but you know you're doing a good job. Sometimes you just have to say, I'm doing a great job, and I feel good about that.
Okay.
And, you know, you learn to listen to yourself rather than worrying about getting the approval of other people.
Well, I love that, and, you know, but what about the person who says, you know what, dang it, I'm doing a good job and I want to hear it from him?
Right. Well, I think first it comes from within. First you tell yourself that you're doing a good job. You build up your own confidence level first. Then you go in and you ask for the raise.
Yeah, so you can ask for the raise, but what if you just want that pat on the back? Do you
well,
recommend that people go in and tell, whether, okay, now it could be a work, you know, relationship, it could be your boss, it could be your spouse,
yes.
or even your children. I
yes.
want you to let me know that you think I'm awesome.
Yes, I believe in that. I believe in letting people know what you need to hear and why you need to hear it. I think that's perfectly healthy behavior to go in and say, you know what, I could really use a pat on the back. I've been working really hard, even if it's for your spouse or your kids. I've been really working really hard on your behalf, and I really need that pat on the back from you. I need the appreciation. But it's going to be better if you know deep inside yourself that you deserve it.
And that's not really necessarily caring what other people think of you, right? That's not,
right.
You're not trying to impress anybody. You're just trying to get a little affirmation from outside your own bubble.
You need to believe it, and then it's nice to also hear it from the outside world. But first, it always helps to have a great deal of self-confidence. And if you don't have it, like if you're not really crafted that way, then you have to sort of invent ways to give it to yourself. Like, you know, instead of always writing a list of like what you have to do, like the to-do list, like, oh my God, I have all this stuff to do tomorrow. Like, try writing a list of the things you've already accomplished.
I am a list maker. So I do love those lists, but list of things I've accomplished, I like crossing things off the list of to-do things.
Right. But, and that's a certain satisfaction, and I agree with you, but sometimes I also write lists of the things I've done. Because then I can say, you know what? Wow, I have really done a lot. And that makes me feel good.
That's really a good idea, because if you keep something like that around and you're feeling kind of blue and down, you look at that and say, wow, you know what? I really did do that.
Right. I really did that. And so I'm a big believer in that. I also do feel that like playing happy, peppy music also helps. And I also think just phraseology, just the way you put things, trying to put a good light on things, I think also really helps. You know, for some people it's using like words that are more upbeat, but it's also just positioning things as being more upbeat, you know, and looking ahead rather than always looking backward and being down on yourself.
Well, that is really great advice. We have to, you know, look forward, be optimistic. It makes it easier for you to adapt to new situations, solve problems, be the best you. I know this sounds corny, but being the best you can be. We have to look up and look out and take ourselves and stop talking so much negativity to ourselves. The book is The Millionaire's Handbook, How to Look and Act Like a Millionaire Even If You're Not, by Vicki Oliver. And remember, listeners, you too can be optimistic and maybe even just a little bit happier. This is Melanie Cole for Staying Well right here on Radio MD. Stay well.